Rec talk, rec talk, rec talk, rec talk. We don't give a fuck what's going on with you, man. Jasmine, you
fiend.
Hi.
Hey. She said hi. What's happening?
What's going on?
Nothing much.
It's rec talk, baby. Hey, rec talk, baby.
We got myself, G3, in the building. Hi. With your boy, B-Rad, J-Rod, Princess Dan. Hey. KJ. KD.
What are we talking about?
I got a baby.
R. Kelly. No,
in the sex allegations. Hey. Lee, so I feel like leave that man alone.
Right.
He did this when they was 14.
Yeah. Yeah. They did.
No, they did, and they only did it when she was 18 and the tape came out.
When him and Aaliyah was getting married, when they was messing around, people was hip. BET was hip. Everybody was hip.
Wasn't nobody hip.
Yes, they was. They was dressing alike.
Go back
and review some of the old footage. It was a video of her and him together. They both got on Mickey Mouse shirts. When they was asking them, was they a couple or whatever, and they like, no, and then, or was they married, and I can't remember what their answer was, but then they asked her how old she was, and she was like, shh, and she didn't tell, because they was supposed to be under wraps. They knew what they was doing was wrong. R. Kelly knew and Aaliyah knew.
Her age.
Huh?
We don't care to talk about R. Kelly, because really, that's just giving this nigga more, it just getting more and more popular, for real, from that shit.
Truth be told, R. Kelly is not the first man to do it.
Hugh Hefner. Don't nobody even talk about him. He was
Hugh Hefner, motherfucking Elvis Presley. It was a lot of people that done did it.
Yeah.
Jay-Z supposedly had dated Aaliyah too.
Grandparents did do
our
it.
Our grandparents used to do it.
Damon Dash and Aaliyah.
Girlfriends be 16.
No, it'd be like 27 and they girlfriends be 16, 14.
14 years old.
Because parents used to arrange marriages like that. And then parents, they say the parents brought them to our
though, you already know they arrange marriages from jump. Like they already know who they're going to marry before they even thinking about marriage.
Yeah, 9 months in the stomach.
I don't want to promote R. Kelly's old ass.
I mean, it's cool shit. He ain't getting paid behind his music.
He getting paid behind all of these views and all these people talking.
Shit, he got to get some money while R. Kelly can't eat. Y'all ain't say no 6ix9ine was doing that shit.
I don't even care for 6ix9ine.
I like some of 6ix9ine's music, but real quick, one more thing about R. Kelly. I saw a video where R. Kelly said that he was getting paid for all this shit because somebody told him that if he made the story with Lifetime, he would get money. So he called all them girls, and he said he paid the wife off, the ex-wife.
Yep. They even say he paid Aaliyah's mom off. They even say he fucked Aaliyah's mom.
I believe it, because he did a show last night that sold out, so.
Yeah, like, how he still selling out shows, and you supposed to be a predator?
I really gonna sell them out.
That's what I'm saying. If nobody see nothing wrong with it.
They getting that commissary money ready, because you know they coming from.
And my man, if you 14, you know right from wrong. A lot of them girls knew what they was doing. They was hot in the ass, period.
Yeah, they wanted it. They wanted to do that. They knew who R. Kelly was.
Boosie made a valid point on that.
I ain't gonna say that he didn't probably get him the promise of helping them with a deal or something in exchange for sex. But at the same token, at 14, y'all knew what sex was when he gave you that option. So you had the option to say yes, or you had the option to say no.
Yeah,
right.
Because a lot of them girls, the way they, I didn't watch the whole thing, but what I did watch, a lot of it sound like it turned into a full-on relationship. Like, these bitches was rolling with him wherever, I don't mean to call them bitches, just in case somebody really hear this. But a lot of them young women was, like, ratting with him, rolling with him, and picking up other girls for him.
That's why they was fucking with R. Kelly. They was bitches. The one chick talking about, she brought her niece around this nigga, like,
Sparkle.
You ain't getting no red flag then when he ain't tell you he picked up your niece from school and brought her to the studio.
Listen, all them songs he was telling us, he said one, we'll go to my room. That's when he was trying to instruct all the little girls who didn't know what they was doing what to do. Y'all go back and listen to it. I ain't gonna sing it out for y'all, but if you go back and listen to it, from 1 to 12, he told them exactly what was about to happen.
What you mean from 1 to 12, he told them what was about to happen? 12? Okay.
Bring me that.
She you heard about- 12 play before. It's a sexy nursery rhyme.
Yeah. Oh, shit. That, personally, myself, I like it. Shit. It was good.
I love the whole 12 play album. I ain't even gonna lie. Oh, Brittany. Brittany done hit and ran something. I knew this bitch hit something. They done hit and ran something, imploded the airbags. Now the cops sitting out here.
Put it back up.
Out front of their car.
Behind her car. Out by her house. Oh, was that supposed to be on the podcast?
Is she in the car?
Nah, they in the house. Or somewhere. I don't know where they at, but they gone.
They about to get her ass.
Some dude.
Close the door.
So, y'all want to talk about the government shutdown?
We could talk about the government shutdown or talk about how Soulja Boy face dried in the motherfucker.
Right,
he looked like he been on crack for years.
I'm going to have to screenshot me the picture so I can see it because I don't know what y'all talking about.
I'm about to tag you in this video right here.
Close the door, bro.
On Facebook.
Yep. I'm about to tag you in it right now.
Because I can't talk about what I don't know.
You right. So here it comes. It's coming your way here in a few seconds.
Oh, I hear him yelling somebody trash.
And he's saying he the best new rapper of 2019.
I believe you last night, boy.
Close the door, boy.
Wait, how you spell princess? Oh, there you go.
Nah, Soulja Boy just got into a car accident.
Soulja Boy right here. And this is from hours ago.
He got into a car accident?
Yeah.
Ooh, he look like Baby or something.
He look like Boosie. He look like he might have diabetes.
What happened? His teeth gone? What's wrong with his mouth?
Shit,
He hit the
front of the car, the steering wheel and shit, all mouth, all that shit. That shit was swole the other day.
What is he hollering about?
Yeah, right. He talking shit like...
Because I can't hear it. Excuse me. Oops, I probably shouldn't do that on the podcast. Hey, you got this trash-ass fucking music, bro. Saturating the fucking game, bro. Get the fuck out of my way, bro. I said back 2018, I said back 2017. And watch all you lame ass niggas. I'm gonna sit down and fuck the whole rap game up, bro. Just watching this shit, bro. He mad now.
He started it with fucking up the whole game. He was going on his views. I started rapping when I was 17.
He mad.
For real.
It's the angle of the phone. He got the phone laid down on the table and he's looking down at it. That's a bad angle. Why is he so angry?
He said, I'm close to my nigga. I got the Draco, nigga. Y'all see how he missed me?
Oh, that's some Illuminati shit. His phone about to die. Hurry up, because you on yellow, boy. That was intense.
Yeah, it was intense. He was talking big shit.
And I don't even know who he talking to or what he talking about or why he's so angry.
He always doing that though. Soulja Boy known for taking them little rants like that.
Yep. Exactly right.
He was like, shit, 6ix9ine locked up. I might as well start choke.
Apparently he's still trying to get that bag,
bro. Okay.
But see, he a producer though, so he stay getting money. He stay getting money.
He's still getting paid off
strength. Yeah, he's
no
exactly.
Way. He always getting money. He just making himself relevant.
Exactly. Trying to stay in the scene.
Yeah,
trying
to
keep staying in the scene
until
he about 50.
Gee, he's still young. He like 27, 28.
My age.
That nigga young as hell.
28.
Nah, he 29.
He said in that video, he said,
I'm 28. Oh, in
this
one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was a rapper for, I started around 17. I'm 28.
But just because you bring it to me don't mean I'm about to keep giving you juice.
I
was born in
1990, July 28, 1990. Oh.
He said he was
28. Yeah, yeah, Leo. So I fuck with Soulja Boy. You crazy, man. I ain't gonna fuck. I'm sick of this shit.
Quick.
He was talking
about. I mean, I fuck with him too, but only because you know, shit. That's my range. That's my age range.
He said Shad Moss. He be ranting like that too.
I'm sick of the brat. I'm sick of this shit. Yo, get the cameras on my face.
Started
this shit.
Yeah, they
young niggas coming up now,
bro. Changing the game on them.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Shit, that's how you gotta do those. Okay, this way.
All right, but so if you really wanted to talk about the government shutdown, we can go to that too. Yeah, because he tripping.
Let me get my nosy ass up out the window. What we talking about?
Government shutdown.
The government shutdown. OMG.
Niggas think they about to get their taxes, but they ain't.
So what I heard about taxes was that they're going to be considerably lower this year than they were before either way. So what you got back last year, if you expected that this year, hang that shit up. It's going to be different. It's going to be a lot less. And government shutdown. I understand that they're trying to take away all the assistance.
Oh, Jasmine, I got this little card for you too. I thought you was gonna be over here today. I thought you was gonna be over here yesterday, really.
Yeah. A card.
We gotta have a follow personal
conversation. This is a podcast. It ain't that personal. It ain't even that personal. For the podcast, everybody, I just want them to know that tomorrow is Family and Friends Day at Burger King, so you can come through and get your big one.
Y'all got to get the baby from screeching in the background. That ain't gonna work.
Yeah, that's what I'll be talking about with it anyways, because we need to have adult time.
Yeah.
Worry about baby screaming in the background.
Because that just took my eardrums completely.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys, you know what I'm saying? Some things you just have to ignore.
I think I heard Caden say juice.
Can't ignore that.
Whatever, because where I'm at,
I heard Caden say juice.
Yeah, like 4 songs out already.
Oh,
Caden.
He got them out. Who can understand them?
He only gave me a half of one, though.
Yeah, but you can give it to your mom or something. She can probably come over with some free food.
I give it to her. Yeah.
I'm getting back to you. Hello,
she called you out.
She said that.
That's funny.
Because I've been trying not to stare.
Hey, hey.
I've been like, that is somebody's mother.
Oh, did we talk about the shutdown or no? Or did we take a little commercial break?
I think y'all took a commercial break.
I really have no idea about what's going on. I don't even vote.
No, it ain't even about voting. It's just the simple fact that the government shut down, which is affecting families all over the world because, you know, they don't get paid for that shit. And then technically, they don't have to pay them when they're
over. I don't work
for
the government. Don't nobody I know work for the government.
So what I understand is that they are... The government is shut down because he's demanding for them to give him the money to build the wall.
Right, to participate in that.
So the wall is to keep us in once they go to one world order.
Illegal immigrants out.
No.
So let's keep us in so because we fly. We so it ain't no here. Keeping us in. Because
it's only going to be on one side of this. Like,
okay.
Be on our side.
Well, listen. It's part of a whole bigger agenda than just keeping out the Mexicans is all I'm trying to say.
Well, no, not just Mexicans, but illegal immigrants. Anybody who don't have a proper documentation to, like, get on an airplane or, you know, cross those borders, they won't be getting here, basically.
I think it's a bigger agenda than that.
Okay, you talking about long, like, you talking about as far as, like, the ultimate plot behind it? Is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. Okay, I get that because I heard people saying that too.
One world order when they started
because if you got the proper documentation, you can still get out the U.S. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's just for the people who don't have that proper documentation.
Yeah, I'm gonna say you need to
because watch. Once they build the wall, they're gonna shut down.
I'm sure about that. They're
gonna shut down the airports if they're gonna try to. Cause havoc. Canada. Why would they allow people to be able to get on a plane?
Right, and they got family in other places too. Yeah, I get what you're saying. That makes sense.
You know, they already trying to create havoc by goddamn it, telling people they about to take their food stamps away. Are they about to get evicted? Yep. If you evict all these people and then stop feeding them, they done already stopped giving people WIC, that's going to turn into a war. You know, people going to get violent.
Rambunctious. Yeah, they are. Cause shit, you got to think people been surviving and then leaning on that for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you got to even think back months ago when he was talking about he don't feel like child support should be a thing either.
He trying to cause havoc.
Yeah,
he trying to
stop people from being so lazy. In my eye, like I think he trying to stop people from being lazy. There's so many people who dependent on child support, dependent on food stamps and the government checks. He's like, shit, go out there and get your own shit together. We not, as the government, we not about to keep doing that. Right. And for real, I support it. Shit,
do they?
I support it for real at the end of the day. You get lazy. Shit, everybody else out here working. All those tax, all everything. Shit,
so what you're saying is you trying to make America great again.
I don't give a fuck about America. Me personally,
whatever it
I
is,
about who I'm close to, support, you know what I'm saying? Who I actually know. Anybody who I don't know, I'm sorry for you. You know what I'm saying? But that's as far as it's going with me, though. I'm just sorry for you. That's it, shit. Because I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna go work. I don't want my taxes to be all high though, because I got paid for some other shit.
Well, I'm about to try to find this little thing I seen on Facebook. I know we can't believe everything we see on Facebook, but. Maybe if I read this, then maybe you'll understand what I'm saying when I say that it is a part of a bigger agenda. Katie.
Yeah, well, look that up and see what you find because I want to know.
All right, here we go. It says it's not a wall to keep people out. It's a wall to keep us in. If you ever wanted to leave this country without a ship that can take you across the ocean, you are literally trapped because Mexico is the only sovereign country beyond our borders that's not a part of America's capital rule. And then it shows a picture of the young man from Get Out. And it says, Get Out, okay? And it said, what if Jordan was telling us to get out of the U.S.? Then it says, free Masonic pin worn by the Border Patrol agent Art Del Soroto during White House press briefing at building the wall. The wall is not being built for criminals, terrorists, or Mexicans. It is being built by the New World Order Illuminati Freemasons to keep you locked in so that when the government established martial law, take your guns away, activate FEMA camps, and start indiscriminately murdering you, you'd never be able to escape the horror of what is about to unfold.
Can you just follow the wall?
Check this out, though.
Wait a minute. Let me finish.
Let you finish. Hold on. Stay right where you at, though. But it go way before Trump, though, because when Obama was in office, nobody was talking about the fact that he was trying to do population control.
Wait a minute, let me finish. Okay, then another person commented, "This shutdown is bigger than y'all think. While y'all around here not paying attention, taxes is the least of your worries. They finna cut everything. All because this man took all that money trying to promote building, wait a minute, building a wall. No Section 8, not food stamps, no welfare, no child support, no first of the month, no Social Security benefits, no disability checks, no nothing. If the government shuts down, your money is worthless. Your credit cards are worthless because you won't be able to use them. The wall is for the purge to keep the world out, but keep the people trapped in. Those of us that the white folks don't kill will kill each other for survival." So, yes, this whole world order was way before President Obama and all of them, but they're part of it. You know what I mean? Each person, each president plays their part.
Right, yeah, they do, because each president hold a different clout. Each president holds something that, you know, like Obama for black people. We was all, oh, first black president, da-da-da. Now they got Trump in there. He a big entrepreneur. So at the end of the day, for the people who got money and for the people who will be supportive to, yeah, they're going to be supporting that, because now they're trying to get everybody on board type shit. But at the end of the day, you just got to be woke. You got to be your own person. You got to understand shit when they talk about it.
I think it's a little bit deeper than being woke. There is a group of people, I can't think of what they're called, but they're comparable to the Black Panther Party. And I guess the man who is over it, they arrested him. But they legally can carry the guns that they carry and do what they do. But he got arrested for being a Black extremist. That's not even a law. Like, it's deeper than what I think y'all really thinking it is. Like, one world order, that means no religion, or everybody has to believe the same thing. Everybody got to go by the same thing. If they bring FEMA camp, or if they send us to FEMA camps, that's literally locked down. That's like jail.
And you know, I heard something too. I don't know. Of course, we don't never know what's true or not. But I heard that they was closing old Walmart buildings down to make them concentration camps.
So that's what I'm saying. It's a bigger agenda. That's why schools are to set up the way they are. You move at a bell, you move at a bell, you move at a bell, because that's how the concentration camp gonna be set up. That's how jails is set up. You move exactly when we tell you to move. They just train y'all and programming y'all to be ready to do what the fuck they say do when it's time to do what the fuck they say do. When the one world order come, y'all already programmed.
Yep. It's already gonna be, you know, we're gonna be used to it. It's like training. Shit, we just going through training right now.
Basically. So I believe it's bigger than that, but he knows because he a part of it. You know what I mean? And why would somebody tell you, you know, once again, what they doing? You don't supposed to let your left hand know what your right hand doing. So yeah, he the president, but Trump is full of shit anyway, and we all can see that. So he tell us one thing, but shit, when he's sitting up there with his homies with that big money, they know different. They know why he really trying to build the wall, even if we really just think it's to keep the immigrants out.
Hi. Exactly.
Hi, who is that? Little boy. It's a full detective car sitting in front of my house. This is too much.
Yeah, she probably about to get dropped with some other shit.
It was a hit and run, clearly, because shit, her car was towed up. The airbags was deployed. The horn was going off. Shit, she got out cussing, and so then she ends up turning around, and somebody come out and unplugs the battery, and I don't know what happened after that.
You still there, Jasmine? Nope. See, that was all right, too. It would be straight. I'm still there. But Jasmine ain't in it no more. You still there? It's gotta be connected. That's how I'm still going. It's gonna stop. It'd be there too.